All right, thanks, buddy. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Oh, boy.
All right.
All right. Jerry Wyszoski is a little out of control.
Well, he's not here.
No, he's not here. But
he's in the one place you would expect him to be if he's not here.
He's in Vegas getting his ass kicked. Now, I'm not supposed to do this. All right? I'll just tell you that.
All right.
What I'm about to do is against CBS radio policy. However, I'm taking the chance that Jerry Wyszoski won't sue me personally or sue CBS.
Oh, yeah, I think that that's a lock. I mean, because it's Jerry. He's when push comes to shove, he's our buddy. He wouldn't do that.
Right. All right, so I'm going to play you a message that Jerry Wyszoski left on my personal phone.
Okay.
This is not the business phone.
Sure.
This is my cell phone. And there's some wild desperation.
Oh, boy.
Associated with this message. And again, I'm not supposed to play this. I might have to bleep some stuff out here. But this is Jerry Wyszoski in Vegas leaving me a voicemail.
Hey, Tim, man. What's up? It's Jerry. Hey, dude. Like, keep this just between me and you, all right? I'm going to need some money because I'm, like, down, like, a lot. But I can win it back. Like, there's a tournament tonight. I'm going to play in.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can, like, wire me the money or something, like, I can win that. I mean, I know I can win it. I just took some crazy beats and, you know, like, hopefully you can help me out here. Just wire me, like, a couple bucks or whatever. I'll give you the information when you call me back just on how to do that. But, yeah, hey, dude, also, please, just keep it between me and you. Don't play it on the air or anything. It's just because, like, you know. All right, dude? So just keep it between me and you, all right? Thanks, man. Give me a call back.
Later. All right. So I called the guy back, and I was wondering, you know, why he called me. I mean, he didn't call his dad. He didn't call his mom.
Right, yeah.
He called me and left me a voicemail. So
Tim?
I sent him.
Oh, you did?
I Western Union him $1,000.
Oh.
Because, you know, he's never asked me for anything. I've known the guy for 3 years. I know he's good for it.
All right, Tim?
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is against CBS policy, and I'll do it because, you know, like I said earlier, I don't think we'd ever get any lawsuit filed by Jerry. And, you know, Jerry's our friend. But I got on my phone today, I got a message.
He called you too?
Just play this. I mean, I had no idea. Now, you sent him $1,000?
Sent him $1,000.
I'm done.
Hey, Brian, what's up, man? It's Jerry. Hey, I'm going to need a big favor from you. Just keep this between me and you, like always, please.
That rat.
Don't play this on the air or anything like that.
No, we're not doing
that. Hey, dude, like I'm down like a lot.
You can hear it in his voice.
Some money if you
listen to it in his voice, man. He is down a bunch.
It sounds like he called me before he got confirmation that you were sending him money. Because
did you send him money?
Yeah.
What'd you give him?
$1,000.
You give him $1,000 as well?
That's why I say the guy may never come back.
Well, you know what? I'm first in line because I think. I sent him $1,000 first. I did it this morning, like at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I didn't get. Yeah, I was still asleep.
All right, so the first grand, I believe, I get back. But how desperate is this idiot?
Well, I mean, you hear it in the voice.
Don't play this on the air or anything like that. Hey, dude, like I'm down like a lot. I need you to wire me some money if you can, because there's some tournaments coming up.
How about that? I mean, what's it? What is he at the Sands Hotel in the 1960s? I need you to wire me some money. Can you telegraph me some money?
There's a tournament coming up. I can win it if I can get in it.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you know what? This is the monkey that's on this guy's back.
No, it's really. We've seen the monkey. We've witnessed the birth of that monkey.
I don't mind the grand. I mean, you know what? Again, the guy has never asked me for anything. I hope he pays me back. But if not, you know, he doesn't. It doesn't matter. You know, forget it. If he does, great. And if he doesn't, who cares?
I think that's the attitude.
I need you to wire me some money if you can, because there's some tournaments coming up. I got some sports bets actually that I'm going to make too, that are basically like. Like, they will definitely win. There's no losing factor. I mean, I could definitely win. I just need money to make them. So please, 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 I just need you to wire me some money. I'm down, you know, like everything. So just call me back.
You know, it sounds like he's crying there.
When he said everything, that's what got me. That's
oh, my word.
That's what broke me up, and I sent him the money.
My word.
When I heard him say everything, I kind of got a little.
My word.
I'm down, you know, like everything. So just call me back, and hopefully we can, you know, do this. All right, man. Keep it between me and you, please. All right, see you.
Wow, that's real desperate.
See, he sounded emotional at the end, and I heard that. You know the way I am. I thought, oh gosh, I got to get the guy something. You know,
wow, I can't believe I sent him 1,000.
Hey, Tim,
then
I sent him 1,000.
Well,
Tim, Brian,
Jesus Christ.
Hey guys,
yes, sir.
Randy,
I don't know if I should say anything, but Jerry called me too.
What?
Come on, dude.
He actually was asking my parents for money.
No,
here, play this.
Hey, Randy. Hey, what's up, man? It's Jerry. Hey, I'm leaving you this message because, like, please just keep it between me and you, like, because this is, like, desperate times call for desperate measures, as they say.
Wow. How creative.
Mm-hmm. Jesus well, there is a writer's strike, so, you know, you can...
It is what it is. Why didn't you throw that in there?
Desperate times call for desperate measures, as they say.
Who says that?
I'm down, like, a lot of money. Like, you know, we're talking grand here. I know you might not have money that you could wire me, but I can definitely win. I just need you to wire me some more money. And I was wondering if maybe like you can ask your parents or something to, you know, maybe we could do that. I can definitely win. I mean, there's a tournament coming up later.
I could just get in.
Yeah, but you know what? That his fallback is making more bad moves that got him in the hole to begin with.
Well, that's what gamblers
do. Word.
He's losing and he's digging. He's in a hole and he's got a shovel in his hand.
Jesus Christ! Listen to this guy. This guy has a gorilla on his back.
And I was wondering if maybe like you can ask your parents or something to, you know, maybe we could do that. I can definitely win. I mean, there's a tournament coming up later. I can definitely hit up that. I know I can play. So I could probably win. I mean, I just took some like huge beats before.
All right.
But you know, like if you could do that, and you know, there's some sports bets coming up too that are like no lose bets. I mean, I'll definitely win these bets. So please, dude, check with your parents. Maybe you guys can, like, wire me something.
Wow.
Maybe we can. But, you know, hey, dude, also just please keep it between me and you. Because, you know, it's not fun. So give me a call back, all right? Talk to you later.
Now, what time did you send him money?
Wow.
Well, I tried asking my parents for money, but...
Oh, you didn't send him anything.
But they don't like Jerry. They think he's a bad influence on me. They think he's kind of a loser.
Right.
So they didn't want to help. So I sent him.
Well, your parents wouldn't send Jerry money?
They don't like him.
Oh.
They think he's a very bad influence on me with his gambling and his drinking.
Well, right. You didn't give him anything.
Well, they didn't give him anything, so I felt bad, so I gave him $10. I wired him $10.
Wow, good for you.
Well, he'll be on
what did that cost you to do?
It cost me about $20.
He'll be on the nickel slots for like 3 minutes.
Hey, you guys?
Yeah.
Obviously, since we're all like breaking confidence tonight, I did not get a voicemail. I got a text, and I was going to delete it, but I thought, I better just keep it just to have it.
Can you read it?
I could.
Let's hear it.
Well, it's kind of cryptic, because I think it was really late.
All right.
It just said, here, let me get it. Okay, it says, I'm way down, is the poor thing just an act?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So he thinks you have dough that you're just chintzing.
Yeah, like I have like KNX money or something, like an heiress to the KNX throne.
Wow.
And I didn't know what to do, so I didn't text him back. And then about an hour later, I just get 3 question marks in a row, and I didn't text him back.
That's money, money, money.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, what time did you send him money?
When I got up, it was in the afternoon. I sent him probably $1,000 around 3 in the afternoon.
And he had to go down to Western Union?
Right. Well, I think he did. I did on the phone.
Right. I did mine on the phone, too. Now, if you sent him, what time? 4 o'clock? 3 o'clock?
About 3 o'clock.
Okay. I sent him at 9 o'clock. That means he lost the grand that I sent him between 9:30 and 3.
Well, the interesting thing is, I don't know that that's true, because these calls, if you listen to the timestamp, he made these calls, like he called you, then he called me, kind of around the same time. So maybe
he
held on to the money that you sent him. Maybe, actually, he didn't, you know, but when I spoke with him personally, he sounded like he really still needed the money, and he did not tell me that you had sent him money. I said...
He did not.
He did not. I said, did you get money? Like, I asked him, did you get money? Did your dad help you? I mentioned his dad.
Wow.
I didn't think that he had called you, too, so he said no.
Let's try to get him on the phone.
All right, I'll call him.
All right. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll try to talk to Jerry Wachowski and find out what he did with that $2,000 that we Western Union him. All right, so Conway and Whitman, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Brian, what's up, man? It's Jerry. Hey, I'm going to need a big favor from you. Just keep this between me and you, like always, please. Don't play this on the air or anything like that. Hey, dude, like I'm down like a lot. I need you to wire me some money if you can, because there's some tournaments coming up. I got some sports bets, actually, that I'm going to make, too, that are basically like they will definitely win. There's no losing factor. I mean, I could definitely win, and I just need money to make them. So please, 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 I just need you to wire me some money. I'm down, you know, like everything. So just call me back, and hopefully we can, you know, do this. All right, man. Keep it between me and you, please. All right, see you.
Everybody, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Do you know what? Hearing this right now, I had a dream last night of a white Christmas.
Is that right?
Yep, I did. You know how sometimes you don't remember things until I'm hearing
That's
white Christmas?
Cool.
I dreamt last night of a white Christmas. Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful. And it was really snowing.
Well, here's a guy who's going to have a black Christmas, Jerry Wachowski. What's up, dude?
Timmy!
Hey, man.
What's up, B-Dub?
Hey, so, hey, Bubbo.
What's up?
We played your messages on the air.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, what are you?
Jerry?
Hello?
Oh.
That didn't go well.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. Mm. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please.
I think he's pissed. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, man, what's up? It's Jerry. Hey, dude, like, keep this just between me and you, all right? I'm going to need some money because I'm, like, down, like, a lot. But I can win it back. Like, there's a tournament tonight I'm going to play in. And then if you can, like, wire me the money or something, like, I can win that. I mean, I know I can win it. I just took some crazy beats. And, you know, like, hopefully you can help me out here. Just wire me, like, a couple bucks or whatever. I'll give you the information when you call me back just on how to do that. But, yeah, hey, dude, also, please, just keep it between me and you. Don't play it on the air or anything. It's just because, like, you know. All right, dude? So just keep it between me and you, all right? Thanks, man. Give me a call back. Later.